Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts on Luxembourg Global Radio. We are here today with a man with a new company here in Luxembourg, and today we are diving into the world of investing, something that now touches more people than ever, especially with the rise of mobile apps that lets individuals manage their money straight from their phones. But while investing may feel simple on the surface, there's a complex system working quietly in the background. Behind every transaction and financial decision lies an enormous flow of data. Banks, insurance companies, pension funds, and investment firms all depend on vast amounts of information every single day. Managing this data, however, is far more complicated than most people realize. That's where today's guest comes in. We're speaking with Alexis Donati, the director of Mountain View Data Luxembourg, a company operating at the very core of this financial ecosystem. Their work focuses on helping institutions organize, verify, and make better use of financial data. In this conversation, we'll explore how this system functions, why data has become so critical in modern finance, and even the story behind the name Mountain View Data. Welcome on Luxembourg Global Radio, Alexis.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be there.
Let's start with the big picture. Investing used to feel quite exclusive, but today it's everywhere. What's changed?
You're absolutely right. Investing has completely transformed over the last 2 years. Today, platforms like, I would say, Trade Republic, Revolut, Boursorama, Bourse Direct have made investing incredibly simple and accessible. I think it's the same for you, no? You can open an account in a minute, browse investment.
Seconds,
yeah,
even, yeah.
Seconds, like, you can, you know, browse investment products, invest with just a few tapes. For example, this morning, I invest on MSCI, for example. So yes, so naturally we are seeing a new generation of investors, people who might not have had access to financial market before. But there is something important behind that simplicity. What looks easy on the surface is actually powered by a very complex infrastructure.
And that's exactly what we want to understand. What's happening behind the scenes?
So yes, because most users never think about it. When you open an app and you look at an investment product, for example, a fund, let's say, you see a lot of information, the performance, the risk level, the fees, the investment strategy, the legal documents. But all that information comes from somewhere. It has to be collected, verified, standardized, and then delivered to the platform in a format that's easy to understand. And that's where things get complicated.
So how does that system actually work?
So there is two main models based on my experience over the past years. So in some cases, asset manager, the company that creates the investment fund, send their data directly to the platforms. But very often, platforms rely on specialized new data providers. These providers act like, I would say, intermediaries. They collect the data from many different sources, process it, and distribute it through automated data feed. A simple way to understand it is to think of it as a supply chain. But instead of moving physical goods, we are moving financial information over there.
That sounds quite efficient. So where do things go wrong?
I would say that the main issue is data quality. According to a study by Ernst & Young, 79% of the asset management leaders say that poor data quality is a major challenge in their current job today. And this is not just a theoretical problem. It's something we see every day in the market. The data can be inconsistent between the sources, incomplete, outdated, or simply incorrect. And when you multiply that across thousands of funds and platforms, it's become a serious issue because, like, how you can trust the verified information and the unverifiable one.
But for someone listening here to us on this podcast, why should they care about that?
Because this data directly influences financial decision. When someone invests, they rely on the information they see. If that information is wrong or misleading, the consequence can be like significantly. Some people invest the saving of a life into financial products, so they must understand and estimate accurately the level of risk, analyze and include the fees in their investment return objective. For example, I have one of my best ex-clients, I would say, who was using data from another source than my previous company, and the data was wrong. They make an investment of $1 million, and there was like a error into the NAV, so the net asset value. So in terms of that, yes, of course, it's just a virgula. It's not a big deal, but when it's a million transaction, you can imagine the cost of that. So it's, and what's important to understand is that most investors assume that the data they see is correct. They trust it. But behind the scene, ensuring that accuracy is actually very challenging.
I'd like to jump on that because most people never see this world of financial data. Yet it affects pensions, investments, and even the economy. Do you think people underestimate how important data has become?
Yes, absolutely. They are underestimated all the time. Financial data is one of those invisible forces that quietly shape outcomes people care deeply about, like their pension saving and overall financial securities. Most people see the front end, the app, the portfolio value, the transaction, but not the layers of data behind it. Every investment decision relies on accurate, timely, and well-structured information. If that data is incomplete, delayed, or incorrect, it can lead to poor decision, mispriced asset, or even systemic risks. So what's changed in the recent year is both the volume and the speed of data. The market moves faster, products are more complex, and regulations require greater transparency. That means institutions are no longer just using data. They are completely dependent on it. So yes, it's often underestimated, but in reality, data has become the backbone of the modern finance. Without it, the entire system will have difficulty to function effectively.
So why in 2026 is it still such a challenge today?
Because the ecosystem is very fragmented. There are multiple data sources, different formats, different market standards for every institution, and not all actors have the same level of data governance. Even industry leaders openly talk about this. I think that was the CEO of JP Morgan in the past, Jamie Dimon, who was mentioned it by, he said, if I remember, that they need to fix the data across the company. Just that. It's all, only simple of this. I like also to cite Roland Pianni, the CEO of State Street, who said that the investment industry is facing the same challenge that virtually every other industry has around data. It is a combination of having the right data and managing that flood of data that they have. So effectively, yes, it's a big challenge. The industry knows it, but it's long. It's long to correct it.
So Alexis, when we met at the ALFI conference, I attended many open talks where everyone was calling AI a magic solution. So if we have AI, why haven't we been able to fix this?
That's a great question. Thanks a lot, Andrew, for that. And it's something we hear a lot, especially with all the excitement around AI right now. As the saying goes, you can't automate chaos. If your data is messy or inconsistent, even the most advanced AI won't fix it. It will just make incorrect decision faster. Just to explain, the reality is that AI isn't a magic solution on its own. It's incredibly powerful. And trust me, I use it every day now.
Me too.
Yes. But it depends entirely on the quality of the data it works with. If the underlying data is inconsistent, and it's the same for ChatGPT, if the data is inconsistent, incomplete, or poorly structured, AI will simply amplify those issues rather than fix them. In finance, the challenge isn't just analyzing the data. It's collecting, cleaning, standardizing, and validating across many different systems and sources. That's a complex, often messy process, and it requires strong infrastructure and governance before AI can really add value. So while AI is a big part of the future, it's not a shortcut, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You still need solid foundation in many ways, getting the data right in the hardest part, and that's exactly where a lot of real work still need to be happened.
Okay, so that brings us naturally to your role. But please, before we go any deeper into the technology, I'm curious to know about the origins of the company Mountain View and the name Mountain View. Where does that come from?
So first, Mountain View Data, we just opened the office in January there in Luxembourg. So it's a brand new office, but the world knows us as the an Austrian company. Mm-hmm. So Mountain View Data is a central data hub for the investment ecosystem, connecting asset manager and wealth manager through a single reference point of data since 1994. So almost 42 years into the market now.
Wow.
We provide high quality governed information. We make investment truly transparent because this is the role that we have. We want to make seamless data action and ensuring reliability, efficiency, and compliance across all the distribution chain. So it's private owned by an Austrian entrepreneur. It's one of the leading fund and ETF data hub in Europe, actually. And our name, it's good that you explained me that, because I think I already explained you a bit in the Alfie, but always happy, you know, to re-explain it. So our name reflects our roots in the Austrian Alps. So, and yes, the view from our historical office that we have in DX are absolutely breathtaking. Like, think clouds, mountain, a true mountain view every morning, if
it
I have to say.
It sounds fantastic. I need to visit sometime.
You need to visit, definitely, please. Because while our main office are in Luxembourg and Vienna, much of our workforce remain based in DX. We invite everyone to check out our LinkedIn to get a glimpse of the landscape that inspire our names. And of course, data come next, because after the view, transparency and precision in fund data is what we do the best.
So I'm curious, in the Alfi, most of the attendees had data within their stand. So how do Mountain View Data approach this challenge around data quality? How do you actually do that in practice?
So at Mountain View Data, we built a robust system that doesn't just collect the data, it systematically verifies it. So every piece of data that we receive from asset manager goes through a series of automated and manual checks to detect anomalies, inconsistencies, or gaps. What truly sets our approach apart is that we validate and integrate only the data provided by the asset manager themselves, avoiding other external sources. We then cross-check it against official and regulated documents. So you get the PRIPS kit and the fund prospectus. This document, for the people who don't know the fund industry, are tightly controlled by the regulator, and they are recognized as the ultimate source of trust of truth.
Right.
So if we want to have the most official data, you have to look at those two documents.
Mm-hmm.
In practice, our engine automatically flags any discrepancy to our analysts, ensuring not only the highest data quality, but also complete transparency and confidence for our clients in the number they rely on.
But technology alone isn't enough, is it? I rely on it all the time, yet it doesn't always get things right. Like when I use ChatGPT, and sometimes it gives me unexpected or off-target results. How do you make sure technology truly supports your work without creating extra challenges?
So I like to explain it with a simple analogy, like I did when I have to explain my work in a family dinner, you know? Think of a modern car factory. I love using this example. Today, car factories are full of machines, automation, right. Robotics, you can check Stellantis, you can check many constructors in the automobile. They have highly efficient systems that can assemble parts at incredible speed. But even in the most advanced factory, human experts are still essential. They supervise the process, monitor the quality, and intervene if something seems off. Sometimes even stopping the entire production line to prevent bigger problems. And that's exactly how we approach data at Mountain View Data. The automation allows us to process and cross-check vast amount of information efficiently, but human expertise ensure quality, judgment, and control. So I got 60 data experts in DX, and of course machine handle the repetitive work while our 60 analysts handle the exception, anomalies, and the complex decision. In other words, technology gives us speed and scale, but human provide the insight and accountability that no machine can fully replicate. I will also give you the feedback I got from many clients. All of them say, yes, machine is good, but having someone on the phone explaining you what is the issue and can rely and support you efficiently,
yeah.
That's the combination is what makes our data both reliable and actionable.
And what does that allow you to achieve?
It allows us to make the investment transparent. Actually, our database is the most clean database within the data ecosystem.
And how would you summarize your role in the financial ecosystem?
That's a good question, in fact. I would say we act as a bridge. Bridge between the asset manager who produces the data, who need to distribute it, and the platform or wealth manager who rely on that data to serve the investor, and in fact they will invest into it. So our mission again is to answer the transparency, because at the end of the change there is always an investor. That can be you, that can be an institutional, that can be, you know, anyone into the market,
right,
whether institutional or retail, who need to trust the information they are using.
And looking ahead, what do you see coming next?
I think we will continue to see more innovation, more automation, more AI, as we just discussed, and more digital platform. But at the same time, there will be an increasing focus on data quality, because no matter how advanced technology becomes, everything starts with data. And in finance, trust is built on really reliable information. If the data is not right, nothing else works. I will also say that into specifically the financial ecosystem, that will become more and more simple, I would say, because from a market study that I just read this morning, I saw that one actor out of six will disappear within the two next year.
Wow.
They will be ingested by a giant or a group. And I think it's important to have a private home company who can act, you know, as an independent bridge, I would say, into this big ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
That we can, you know, connect all the party together while we remain, you know, solidly independent.
Fantastic. Well, we've been speaking with Alexis, the director of Mountain View Data Luxembourg, a company working behind the scenes to help banks, insurers, and investment firms make sense of the enormous amount of financial data that moves through the global economy every day. It's a part of the financial world most of us never see, but one that plays a crucial role in how institutions make decisions and manage risk. Thank you for joining us and giving us a clearer view of how this system works.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me.
Pleasure for us too.